Manuscript Releases, Volume 3, Numbers 162 to 209. MR, Number 194, Material on Haskell. For some time, the country had been suffering from a drought, but our cistern was only finished a few days when we had blessed showers from heaven, which filled the tanks and half-filled the large cistern. After a few weeks, another downpour of rain came, which filled the cistern to overflowing. If there is no more rain during this term, the school has enough for all its needs. Thus, the Lord has favored us. In Brother and Sister Haskell, the Lord has sent us the right help. He presents truth in a clear, earnest manner that carries its own evidence with it to the hearts of those that hear it. As matron and teacher, Sister Haskell could not be excelled. She is firm as a rock to principle, and she has no special favorites. She loves all and helps all. She takes hold most earnestly, not afraid to put her hand to any work. She does not say, "Go," but she says, "Come, we will do this or that," and they cheerfully do as she instructs them. We have had most precious instruction from the Word from both Brother and Sister Haskell. Certainly, it is the most beautiful spot upon the whole grounds. We cannot see where there can be a spot that will have greater advantages, and as all our advancement and favors come from God, we will present to Him the very best offering we have, and say, "Of thine own we freely give thee." All seem to work cheerfully and with great pleasure. My big carpenter's bench is loaded on a cart and taken to the grounds where the chapel is to be built. There are no idle hands about here now. We felt, indeed, that the Lord Jesus was in our midst, as we presented our chapel to God and supplicated that His blessing should constantly rest upon it. I am glad you are where you are. Do not become discouraged. Meet the people with a courageous front. Keep the eye steadily fixed on your leader. Dark and cloudy faces will confront you, but the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness will melt away this feature, and you will have the victory in God. Expect everything possible that God can give. Do not talk doubts. Do not ponder doubts. God has a people true as steel to principle, but they are confused. They are walking like blind men. Help them, for Christ's sake, help them. The things of which you write are simply foolish imaginings. The teachers who cherish them need to learn anew the principles of our faith. To make the statements they make and hold the notions they hold is like descending from the highest elevation to which the truth of the Word takes men to the lowest level. God is not working with such men. Having lost the grand truths of the Word of God, which center in the third angel's message, they have supplied their place with fables. Do not give the impression that there are many who are going to foolish extremes. There are a few ill-balanced minds that are ready to catch at anything of a sensational character. But I tell you that there are many in America who are as true as steel to principle, and these will be helped and blessed. We must let the great principles of the third angel's message stand out clear and distinct. The great pillars of our faith will hold all the weight that can be placed upon them. The Lord has afflicted ones, dearly beloved in His sight, who bear the suffering of bodily infirmities. To them special care and grace is promised. Their trials will not be greater than they can endure. I have words to speak to the young men who have been teaching the truth. Preach the Word. Let those who are tempted to indulge in fanciful, imaginary doctrines sink the shaft deep into the quarries of heavenly truth and secure the treasure which means life eternal to the receiver. In the Word, there are the most precious ideas. These will be secured by those who study with earnestness, for heavenly angels will direct the search. But the angels never lead the mind to dwell upon cheap nonsense, as though it were the Word of God. In the great day of God, all who are faithful and true will receive the healing touch of the divine restorer. The life-giver will remove every deformity and will give them eternal life. 207, 1899, pages 1 to 3, 7, 8, 10. To Brethren Haskell and Irwin, typed December 15, 1899. You have been presented to me as one who has a message for our cities, not merely for Greater New York, but for many other cities in America. My brother, you must have periods of rest in which you spend some time in the country. I have been instructed that during the summer you should leave the heat of the city for a cooler atmosphere. Your strained nerves will respond to the grateful restfulness of nature's beautiful scenes. By carefully guarding your spirit, you may place yourself under the influence of the sweet spirit of Christ to be guided by Him. Never do anything that will scatter the sheep of Christ's pasture.
Your danger, my dear brother, is in making the grave mistake of supposing that success depends on drawing a large congregation by outward display. To bring anything of a theatrical nature into the preaching of the Word of God is to use common fire instead of the sacred fire of God's kindling. Take up your work with greater humility and carry it forward by Christ-like methods. Let the truth have the field. For Christ's sake, do not hinder its progress by your own inventions. Your passionate words are a dishonor to God, a disgrace to yourself, and a savor of death to those who hear them. Supposing that while you were speaking words like many you have spoken in the past, God should say, "Cut him down." What would be your future? You could not find a place in heaven, for, were you admitted there, you would create a rebellion if you were not made supreme ruler. God desires you to unite with your brethren in your work. If you do not do this, Satan will surely ensnare you. Spoil not your influence by overworking in an effort to accomplish some great thing. When you become worried as the result of overwork, every adverse word appears in large, bold characters before you, and you begin at once to make a raid against those who you think are trying to work against you. Your hasty words are unexpected, because often there is no cause for any such outburst. These things greatly detract from your influence. Be of good courage. God's providence will certainly open your way and give you precious victories. He was in your going to New York City. I know that the Lord designed that Elder Frankie should stand in his lot and place, speaking to large congregations. Then, when an interest is awakened, many would be benefited by the work that you can do. No one is to seek to close up the way that the Lord has committed to Elder Frankie, or the work that he has committed to Elder Haskell. Brother Haskell, you cannot do the work necessary to be done to obtain a large attendance. God sent Elder Frankie to do that which you cannot do. It was his design that you should blend with Elder Frankie and do the part of the work that he cannot do. The speaker should never put self into his work, for by drawing the attention of the hearers to himself, he turns their attention from Christ. Let no man weave himself into the work of God. You must be at the General Conference. Arrange meetings so this may be. The Lord lead and guide you is my prayer. Only cling to that hand that is mighty to save and to deliver. Only trust Him and hide in Him, and He will work for you. Ride all you can. Write but little that will tax. Save yourself in every way you can. There is work for all who have a mind to work, and your strength will be needed. Come closer and nearer to Jesus, and He will give you peace and rest. Be of good courage, and do not be faint in spirit or distrust God for one moment. We must not think of defeat, but of victory. However forbidding may be the circumstances, lay hold on the promises of God. They are for us. We are none of us of ourselves adequate for the work. In our connection with God lies our success. Faith, living, active faith, must be brought into our labors as never before. Faith is the medium of connection between human weakness and divine power. We must treat with tenderness those who make it hard work to believe. If they once get hold of that faith that works by love and purifies the soul, what a joy will come into their experience. We must pity them and pray for them. But no tartness of expression must be revealed. Not a discouraging word must come from our lips to any soul that lives. we cannot tell what harm may result from a word spoken unadvisedly. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. If we melt into the love of Christ, if we become as little children, we are more sure of entering heaven. You ask me why it is that you awake in the night and feel enclosed in darkness. I often feel the same way myself, but these desponding feelings are no evidence that God has forsaken you or me. Gloomy feelings are no evidence that the promises of God are of no effect. You look at your feelings, and because your outlook is not all brightness, you begin to draw more closely the garment of heaviness about your soul. You look within yourself and think that God has forsaken you. You are to look to Christ. Entering into communion with the Savior, we enter the region of peace. We must put faith into constant exercise and trust in God whatever our feelings may be. We are to be of good cheer, knowing that Christ has overcome the world. We will have tribulation in the world, but peace in Jesus Christ. My brother, turn your eyes from within and look to Jesus, who is your only helper.
Jesus lives. He has risen. He is risen. He is alive forevermore. Do not feel that you carry the load. It is true you wear the yoke, but whom are you yoked up with? No less a personage than your Redeemer. Satan will cast his hellish shadow athwart your pathway. You cannot expect anything else, but he casts the same dark shadow to the brightness of Christ. Do not look at the discouragements. Think of how precious is Jesus. Your memory will be renewed by the Holy Spirit. Can you forget what Jesus has done for you? You were taken away from yourself. Your deepest, sweetest thoughts were upon your precious Savior, His care, His assurance, His love. How your desires went out to Him. All your hopes rested upon Him. All your expectations were associated with Him. Well, He loves you still. He has the balm that can heal every wound, and you can repose in Him. The Comforter will be to you all that you desire. You will be weighted with the Spirit of God and the importance of the message and the work. I know that the Lord is willing to reveal to you the wondrous things out of His law. Oh, let all take knowledge of you, that you have been with Jesus. Released December 1st, 1966.